a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I want to welcome all those that are on the internet and all those that are in the audience here today. Remind you to please silence your cell phones out of courtesy to those that may be testifying or to those that are in the room. With that, will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Krebs?
Here.
Lucas?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Ewing?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
There's a quorum.
We have a quorum. The chair would entertain a motion on the minutes that as they have appeared in your folders.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Amdahl, seconded by Senator Otten to approve the minutes as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. We had one page. We sent him on an errand. So when he comes back, we'll try and get him on the air here and tell us who he is. With that, is there anything to come before the committee? I am going to talk just a quick second about what we're going to do on Wednesday. I do not think we have any bills. Is that correct? We do not have any further bills, and I don't think there are any more resolutions, but we will see. And so on Wednesday, what I would like to do is conclude the first four sessions that we had at the very beginning of the legislative session, where we talked about what are we going to do about roads in the future. And just want to start that discussion. I would like to put a work group together this summer and go over these so that we can come up maybe with some kind of consensus on a bill for next year. And I'm probably going to even use a whiteboard up there so that we and then we can put those things, write them down, and so be thinking about, you know, how we get to, as you'll remember, our state roads are as in good a condition as probably they've ever been. But in 10 years, we go from 2% poor roads to 27% poor roads. And when it's in poor, that means you got to dig it up and start all over, and that's $1 million a two-lane mile. So that's going to be, if we don't do anything, that's where we're going to be in 10 years. And a lot of us probably won't be around then, so we could say, well, it was good when I was there. I don't know what happened. But that's really not our charge. We need to make sure that we don't get to that point. And so just I want to throw everything up, and anything you can think of, let's mark it down so that we can noodle on it and as time goes on and maybe come up with something we can all support for next year. So with that, we'll move into the current bill. We have HCR 1026. This is a bill urging restoration of the funding to the Railroad Trust Fund. And the proponent for that, Representative Boland, is not here. He is in the building, but he sent us a message that he would just assume that this bill did not survive. And it is not a bill. It is a House concurrent resolution. So without any testimony on that, I will open it up for some discussion. I have some, but I'll open it up for discussion by the committee before we comply with the sponsor's wishes. Any comments? Seeing none, I think probably a lot of us will feel the same way about this House concurrent resolution. It's very difficult for me to vote against anything that would put money into the Rail Trust Fund. But I don't know that this is the manner in which to handle it. As I joked earlier, this is like me sending a resolution to lose weight and put it in a letter and then mail it to myself, because that's essentially what this is. This is ask the legislature to put money back into the Rail Trust Fund. And we would have the ability to do that by, one, bringing a bill before the legislature, or two, bring an amendment before the general fund to take money out of the general fund and place it back into the Railroad Trust Fund. And so I think that's probably the proper method to do this. As you know, I am a prime sponsor of of an original bill to take $6 million out of the general fund and to put it into the railroad trust fund to be used for the continuation of the line west of Chamberlain, which I think is just a very necessary, visionary thing for the legislature to do. If you remember back in 1980, this legislature and the governor passed a sales tax, and with that they bought the Milwaukee Road. And with that, without that, the whole southeast corner of South Dakota would be without rail. So that's the vision they had, and I think we need to continue that vision, but this is not the vehicle to do that with. So with that, if there's any other comments by the committee, seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion on House Concurrent Resolution 1026. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will make a motion to send this House Concurrent Resolution 1026 to the 41st day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved by Senator Ewing and seconded by Senator Krebs to move House Concurrent Resolution 1026 to the 41st day. Comments on that motion, Mr. Ewing?
Well, I've made this comment before. I think we need solutions rather than resolutions. And in this case, we... a bill with action in it would have been more palatable than this. So with that, that's where I stand.
Further comments? Senator Otten. Oh, you were pointing to...
No, okay. I would concur with Senator Ewing that this is not the means to solve any problems.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This Senate has been working tirelessly on this issue when it comes to transportation, and the funding's coming, the work's being done, and the bills are being introduced. And so I don't see, whereas this doesn't cause any action, we should do this right, next time. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe you and myself are the only two that were here in 2006 when we voted on taking that money, the $38 million, out of the Railroad Trust Fund. And when that happened, we definitely opposed that for the very reason that we're talking about today, is making sure projects and the needs of the railroad industry are met. But having said that, this resolution that you see before you, and I know there's a class in here, this is a bill, or this is a resolution, not a bill, this resolution really does nothing. It is just telling us and guiding us to try to, urge our funding into the Railroad Trust Fund, which we are doing that. And I think as we've come since 2006, we find out that our monies are much more and better spent by being targeted. And I think that Senator Valley has a bill that says it's targeted. We have $6 million. We need this project done. And I think that's probably going to be the approach that we'll have to take in the future. So I urge us to defer this to 41st day. And, Mr. Chair, continue work on the railroad funding, as I won't be here.
Senator Amdahl.
Yeah, I just add that, we want to prolong the lives of our roads and bridges, and that's something we're going to have to think about in the future. This bill really, or this resolution really does nothing, so I'll just echo that and say a me too.
Further comments on the motion? Seeing none, the motion is to send House Concurrent Resolution 1026 to the 41st day. Those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Seven ayes.
House Concurrent Resolution 1026 has received a majority vote to send it to the 41st day, and so done. And just as ending this, that I think it's very well said that everyone here is in favor of rail funding, that this just isn't the method to go about it. So anyway, with that, we have a group of students that are here today. Tell me, somebody, tell me who they are. Oh, Senator Monroe.
Privilege, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
is the juniors class from Sully Buttes High School. And that's right, Sully Buttes Chargers. Everybody knows that name if you're in athletics in this state. And I want to say that I had a chance to talk to this class a couple weeks ago up in their hometown, and this class really has it together, really. They're smart kids, and so thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You came in on a bill, as Senator Krebs said. We're down to having considered all our bills. Our docket now is clear, and this is what we call a House concurrent resolution. Resolutions do not have the force of law, and so that's what the discussion was. We feel that it would be better to bring a bill to the legislature, since this resolution is to go to the legislature. You missed the discussion that I said. It's kind of like me resolving to lose weight and sending myself a letter that, Mike, you need to lose weight, and then sticking it in the mail so that I would get the letter and I would open it up and it says, Mike, you have resolved to lose weight. So that's in the same way. If we were sending a resolution, though, let's say to the federal government, let's just use an example of the pine tree beetles, and it was essential to the legislature that we felt that the federal government should do more to protect our national forest that is in our state, and that everyone agreed with that, then we would send that to Washington, D.C., and send it to the appropriate people, and that would probably be a more fitting way to use a resolution. So that's why we did what we did here today, and in fact, the sponsor was not here. So that's why we did what we did this morning. And with that, we also have our pages here. So the reason I want to – he wasn't here when I was introducing pages, and so I'm going to have him introduce himself and tell us where he's from and what he's going to do with the rest of his life once he leaves being a page here.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Chase Conrad. I'm a senior at Rapid City Stevens. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, but I think I want to go into international relations or business. Thank you.
All right. He wants to go into international relations or business. And the reason I wanted to do that is, I don't know how many of you are juniors. I think, were they all juniors? Was this the junior class?
Junior class.
So next year, you know, with some good luck, you will be seniors. And you may want to do, as this gentleman just did, is apply to be a page. It's an extremely good learning experience, and you'll carry that with you for the rest of your life. And those people that are pages, the other pages they serve with, they get to be really close friends with those from another community. And sometimes those are, I've heard people talk about being friends for life, because it is an interesting experience. And, so I'd encourage you to look into that, and you can contact your senator if you have an interest in doing that. With that, anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, remember we will meet at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And we will be going over what we want to do possibly for a bill for next year's legislative session. With that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Krebs, seconded by Senator Monroe to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.